My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin is trying to get his old scammer Belinda back. Will she fall for his charms? Listen and enjoy.
If only everybody felt that way when I walked into the room.
Yeah.
Instead of scamming women and psychopaths. I go, okay, what do you want me to say? You want to hear something? Ever since you left, the words do not come easy for me. It is like I'm in a darkness. She goes, why is that? And why are you telling me all these things? I don't check your notes, stupid.
Do you remember what we had?
Pretty much. I go, I guess you brought out things in me that I never knew I had. I guess you influenced me more than I knew. I guess I loved you more than I realized. I understand you do not want me in your life, so writing this is just embarrassing and will prove ultimately fruitless. Now remember, fruitless was a word she had used on me when she said this relationship was fruitless.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm.
Nice callback.
But I really have to go all in to try to get this back. Do you guys?
Yeah.
Joe?
Yeah, and it's like, you know, what do you want? And you're back again. Don't you get it? You know, and we're
closed. We don't serve your type
you
here.
Know, what? Look, I told you, I'm done. What do you want? And I'm just, you know, being the devil's advocate.
Well, I mean, clearly that's the tone.
Yeah, I know. So it's like, you got to do some hustling.
I have a show to write, so I shall hustle.
Hustle away.
So she goes. So what do you want me to do for you now?
Oh, like you've done anything before.
Yeah, made about a bunch of clips really good.
Funny you should ask.
A year and a half of decent clips. Yeah, that's what
you've
done.
Yeah, that's what you've done.
Well, hopefully iHeart renews us because we're still in 2012 with this shit.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I go, why do you say it like that? What did I ever ask you to do for me? You make it sound like when we were together, I was using you for something. What in the... That's what I say to her. Oopsie. Joe's eyes bugged out.
Oopsie.
What in the world would that be? Hope she didn't listen to the show.
Yeah.
I know.
She goes, you misunderstood. I don't know what you want me to do from all the things you are telling me. I go, do you want me out of your life for good? It's right here. It's not going well. Let's just put it on the table. I mean, I know before you said yes.
You essentially were till you called.
Yeah.
There's a point to that, yeah.
But here's the thing. It's like, it's not like she called you. You just came out of nowhere. Do you want me out of my life for good? Yeah, of course I did, stupid. I thought we were done here.
Yeah. It's like, what do you want?
I didn't call you. You called me. I thought we were all wrapped up here.
It's like, ah, God. It's like a pain.
What a pain in the ass.
I'm like a rash.
Oh.
You thought I cleared
came
up.
Back. Yes. Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny.
Yeah. What is that, triple antibiotic ointment out of date or something?
Oh,
what?
God.
She goes, that question is irrelevant because you are out of my life for good. Where is your wife that you still want you to talk, that still want to talk to me? Where is your wife that you still want to talk to me? I go, I'm out of your life for good. Why do you care about my past? And I go, if I'm out of your life for good, why do you care about my past? And for the record, I never stopped wanting to talk to you. It was you who left me. This is not going well, but I'm trying to use all that fake Davin charm.
No, it was the old man walking in going, what the hell is this on paper? Good fish or cut bait, lady, all right?
You know how much my hand hurt when I had to back smack the bitch because she liked you?
Lisa says, someone hasn't read the transcripts.
No, I think quite contraire.
Somebody has read the transcripts.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, God, I thought that this disease was eradicated.
Yeah. I'm measles.
Yeah, and they're back.
Yes, that's basically what
it says. Davin.
Yes, exactly.
You're a chicken pock.
Okay. She goes, I couldn't afford talking to you every day, and you knew it had to end someday, and it did.
Can I stop right there? You could. What was that line?
She goes, I couldn't afford talking to you every day.
That's the old man.
Yep.
That's the
yep.
old man. Because couldn't afford. You're not making. She wasn't making any money when you had your tour. Could not afford. They couldn't afford it. I can't have you wasting time.
I'm a high-class Mugu.
Yeah.
You didn't buy me a phone. Nah.
You're wasting time. And she was wasting time and money talking to you.
Lisa has to sign your shingles, by the way.
Funny.
I like how we're just passing around what disease I am.
Yes, we're enjoying
and
ourselves.
And nobody's picked AIDS. I kind of picked. I expected Tom to go with that one.
Yeah, really.
So, yeah, she goes, I couldn't afford talking to you every day, and you know it. And it had to end someday, and it just did.
Oh!
Well, this is going to be a short segment.
Yes, it sounds like it. Is that the click of the phone?
I go, we talked of it not ending. I knew of your financial situation. I was working towards that. Is there a new man in your life?
Oh, good question.
She goes, there's no one in my life, but why do you ask? Door's open.
Oh.
Door's open. There's no one. Because you want to get rid of me. Yeah, there's a new man. It's called your husband. You know, you don't
Yeah, but if it's the husband reading it.
Right, but
good day, sir, you know?
But you want to end it with me. It just did. Yes, there's a new man, and we're in love. And he's sending boatloads of money. And as a matter of fact, I have to go to Western Union right now.
Yeah.
So there was the opening.
Yeah.
I go, because you look so happy. Because I get that feeling that you're completely over what we had. I'd seen a picture of her. She looked good.
Mm.
She goes, I'm happy, and that's glory to be to God.
Mm.
I go, I'm glad to hear that. Where'd you get the cute dog? She had a picture of a dog.
A puppy.
By the way, in the picture, she's bending. She's in a little tight purple dress, got a good wig on.
Right.
She's bending, because they do. She's bending down to pet the dog. The dog looks fucking frightened like it's a stray.
Yeah, because it knows it's dinner. Have you heard of Katica?
It's a part of a different part of the country. It's Dogmas.
He's sitting there going, this could be it.
Oh, my God, I'm Shishka Dog.
Oh,
Shishka Dog.
What is it, girl? An entree.
I don't mean a dog. That's what I call it, Shishka Dog.
Tom wants to know where her laptop from Malmart is.
Look at Tom going old school with the references.
Yeah.
So she goes, why all these questions? You won't answer mine, but you ask me some. That's not fair. I go, I am sorry. What was the question? Like I said, words and thoughts do not come to me like they once did. She goes, where is your wife and why do you want to start talking to me again?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.